Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everybody. Today is June 16th, 2014, and you're listening live with In Touch Interviews. And today we have some wonderful guests. They are from a New You Holistic Wellness Center in Flint, Michigan. And I know they have a wonderful show here today with you guys, and they have a lot of information to bring to you. So without further ado, I would like to welcome them on the air. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Would you guys like to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about you?
Well, my name is Kim Batson, and I'm one of the owners at a New You Holistic Wellness Center. We currently have five owners, a wonderful partnership, which you'll notice on our logo. We have the five hands to health and wellness. And I am a Reiki master, an Access Bars class facilitator. And I also do intuitive readings. And I'll let Don take over here. He's the chakra deck.
Hi, I'm Donald Mott. I do aura and chakra photography. Part of my business is to be able to measure your electromagnetic field of your body, and then I can tell you different things about your health through your mind, body, and spirit. And then I can guide you to other holistic venues to be able to get healings for all of that.
Hi, I'm Dawn Engel. I'm a holistic psychotherapist. I do color therapy. I'm a Reiki master. I do hypnotherapy, past life regression. And I do a process, a trademark process called Soul Collage.
Wow, so you guys do a lot of stuff.
We do.
Now, you said that there are five owners. How did this business come together and come to start?
Well, basically, Dawn and myself, we have worked in the holistic wellness arena for quite a few years, and we were both going through our own journeys. And my personal self, I had lost a lot of people in my family and was going through my way back, my journey back. And Dawn and I had decided that we would share our own personal journeys with the public so that they would be able to start anywhere. Wherever you are is the perfect place to start. And that's how a New You became a New You.
And what is a New You Holistic Wellness Center? Because I know that there is a lot of holistic wellness centers out there, but what makes you guys different?
I think we're different because of the array of services we have. We have so many services. Somebody will call on the phone, and we can't even list them all in a short amount of time. And I think because we're guided by the light, which I'm sure many others are, but bringing all that together in one place is a great thing.
We also offer a lot of different classes and events, and we also offer a lot of certification programs for those who are interested in becoming practitioners themselves.
Oh, I think that's amazing, because a lot of people are always looking for classes and certifications on holistic modalities and so forth. So I think that's great that you guys offer so many different things because most businesses that are in the holistic community, they only offer a small array, and you guys actually kind of fit the mold big time.
Absolutely.
What was the ultimate goal in creating a New You?
Well, I think the ultimate goal was to, again, let people know that you can start wherever you are. Everybody is at different levels of their own healing journey or their own wellness journey, and the integration of the body, mind, and spirit. So whatever place you're at, that's where we meet you. And we have a wonderful team of practitioners that work here that are just simply exist to guide you and to the next step, the next level.
Okay, so you talk about a full range team. What are some of the off- services that you guys do offer? Because I know that you guys introduced yourselves and what you do, but what are, you know, a few of the services that you offer for the community?
Well, just a short list is we do massage, essential oil therapies, Reiki, hypnosis, life coaching, sound healing, counseling, acupuncture, access bars, intuitive psychic readings, crystal healing, chakra balancing, color therapy, DNA activation, ionic foot detox, and there's many more.
We even have some of the unique services such as starseed healing. We have biogenesis, and we have angel goddess attunement and shamanic totem healing sessions. So we also have some of the newer holistic services or healing services, not to mention, of course, our amazing chakra and aura imaging, which we is not only for humans, but for your furry friends as well.
Okay, I'm kind of curious. Can you explain the essential oil therapy? I'm sorry, I hope that was the right word.
Yeah, essential oil therapies. We know essential oils are so amazing, you know, and there's always so many references that go back to the biblical times. And essential oils are mentioned over 388 times in the Bible. And what the therapies that we offer here with essential oils, and we use Young Living oils, we offer a Reiki raindrop therapy, and we also offer different types of anointings. We do spiritual anointings. We also do a happiness anointing, which we use a different types of vibrations, because each one of the essential oils carries its own vibration. The human body registers between 62 and 68 in vibrational, it's megahertz. And what we do is use the oils, because just, for example, peppermint oil is 78. So just there, your vibration has been lifted. And if you move into rose oil at 380, it's just amazing the different levels of vibration, how they can raise by just using essential oils. We also use essential oils with different types of services. Even with our SSRs, we use essential oils. And even with Reiki sessions, we implement them. When you walk into the doors of a new you, it's the first thing that you're going to smell, because we raise your vibration the second you walk through the door by having one of our different essential oils in the diffuser.
Wow. That's wonderful. I have to ask, you know, because I think our listeners would be curious, you know, you guys offer a lot of different services and a lot of different techniques. How did you guys come together and say, we're just going to cover all of it? Now, you know, put everything out there, you know. How does that work?
Well, you know, in the beginning, you know, Dawn and I had sat together in the beginning plannings of a new you and what we would have and what we would offer. And we said, they'll come to us. We didn't have to search. We knew, standing in our spiritual realm, we knew they'll come here. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to search and look. They'll come here. And that's exactly what happened. So we're blessed. We're blessed daily by new practitioners coming to work here. And we had a lot of services to offer just between the two of us, but adding on was just amazing. So that's how it all came to be. And still we have new practitioners coming. We have Michelle Moore, Michelle Rose, as she usually goes by, and she's offering oneness blessings now here at A New You, which is amazing. And she also teaches a large variety of classes on Lemuria. And we're so excited. She's also a channeler. And we're just amazed at the people that come to find us to actually be a part of A New You. It's wonderful.
Now, what does holistic healing mean to you guys?
I think holistic healing to me, as a therapist, I can't deal with someone's mental problems without looking at their whole body. Body, mind, spirit, it all affects us. And when something's wrong in one of those areas, it's going to affect how we feel daily, our illnesses, and how we deal with things mentally. And you have to get down and break everything down to find the real cause and bring it all together.
I agree. I think that perfectly. And I think that, you know, one of the things that people think when they think holistic wellness is that it's one certain way, and it's definitely not that. It's always, again, wherever you're at, and bringing the body, mind, spirit. So that's, too, where we get a lot of questions about the intuitive side of a new you, the psychics, per se. You know, psychic is the light of your soul. That's the simple meaning for the word, and sometimes people get a negative connotation. But for us, we truly believe that to be purely holistic, you take the spiritual aspect as well. And that's what the intuitive readers or the psychic readers or mediums or channelers that come to work here at our fairs and daily here at A New You have to offer as well. That is, again, just one of the aspects, the body, the mind, and the spirit, and addressing all three and integration and having it work together, you know, that total connection. And we are we're really not an alternative holistic center. We're complementary. What we do here, we never take the place of a doctor's diagnosis or medications. We simply complement all of our therapies, all of our techniques, all of our healing services are meant to complement where you are right now with the medical profession.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to kind of play this in a little bit of a different direction, but when I walk into your guys' facility or your center, what can I expect? You know, you guys do offer all these services, so do I need to book an appointment? Are they all available every day of the week? How does it work?
Well, if you walk into our shop, we love walk-ins, because the first thing you're going to do is be overwhelmed with the high, beautiful energy vibration of our oils in the distill, and then you can sip on an infused water. We carry a different type of infused water every day, strawberry mint or a ginger melon, a lemon lime. So you'll sip on some water and then you can browse our unique gift shop. We also carry a gift shop that has items that would please your soul. We have stones, we have crystals, we have books, we have pendulums. We also have spirit dolls that are Reiki infused. We have jewelry, oils, you name it, we pretty much have it, salt lamps, crystal lamps. And then we do have people that are here daily. Of course, appointments are always best, so you don't have to wait, but we have people here, practitioners here daily that are just wanting to assist you on your journey. So that's, we also, if you like us on Facebook, we also have specials that we offer. So you can see who's working every day on Facebook. We'll post every morning, hey, Patty Z is here doing starseed healing. Come on in. And we also have an email group, and we email weekly our different specials that we have, the practitioners that are going to be available, and any services that we have, or any practitioner certification classes that are currently happening.
Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing. I think what you guys are doing is really awesome, especially, you know, in Michigan. You know, there's a lot of different holistic businesses out there, but you guys just seem to encompass everything, and you guys are really oriented to making people feel good as soon as they walk into that door. And I think that
Absolutely.
That is a very – I'm going to point a couple of questions at you, Don. How is holistic therapy different than traditional therapy?
Well, like I said before, I incorporate everything. I mean, I hear a lot in the holistic world people saying your choices are because you've made the choices, you have to deal with it. Well, it's not always like that. If you've had a bad life, you're going to make choices because of the things that have happened in the past or in your environment right now. So you have to bring that all together. And I think a lot of the problem is, even with people that have been through a bad life, their self-esteem is gone. And if we connect with spirit, we can bring that self-esteem back and help deal with that shadowy part of themselves. If you don't deal with it, it's not going to go away. We can't just Band-Aid it. It's got to work through. I do a lot with work with your inner child to raise yourself up and try and bring everything together. And I may incorporate hypnotherapy or Reiki or color therapy, any of the other modalities that I think someone would benefit from as they're doing their work with me.
Mm-hmm. How is holistic therapy different, though? I mean, I've heard of traditional therapy, and I'm sure everybody out there has heard of traditional therapy, but what exactly is holistic therapy? You know, if I came in for a session with you, how would that be different?
Well,
I mean,
what would
I be expecting? I'm sorry.
When I work outside of here as a psychotherapist, I'm limited on things I could do with the client. It was mostly just talk therapy. When I'm doing therapy here, as I'm talking, I may also be doing Reiki as you're sitting across from me. I may take you into hypnotherapy to bring out things that are hard for you to talk. And I love, even though I'm not a art therapist, I love using art to bring people's unconscious thoughts up or things that are hard for them to talk about. I may have you holding crystals as we're doing talk therapy. I may have the color light on. So I'm doing color therapy as we're doing the talk therapy. Many different things that I wouldn't have done outside of here. And it just brings it all together. We have to tap into all those things, mind, body, spirit, to be successful in the healing.
Now, you also facilitate soul. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Yes, I facilitate soul collage. I'm actually a retired auto worker, and I went back to school to be a therapist, a social worker. And as I was going, I discovered soul collage because I love playing with art, and it had a spiritual aspect and a psychological aspect. And so I found it and could not find a workshop in Michigan to go to. So I went to California, became the first soul collage facilitator in Michigan, and brought back this extraordinary tool for personal growth. It was developed by Sina Frost, who is a psychotherapist in California. And it's fun to do the collage work, but each card, each image means something different to every person. And when you put together the images on a card, it speaks of a personal aspect of yourself, like all those little voices in your head, the good and bad. No, I don't want to do this. Yes, I want to do this. I'm bad. I'm good. It addresses every single one, because when all those voices are considered without using judgment, then it helps to relax them. Every positive aspect of ourselves has a negative chance. Every negative or shadowy part of ourselves has a positive aspect to it. And we need to integrate them all to feel good about ourselves. And this also is a way to bring up the subconscious thoughts that people have a hard time talking about. And it's very healing to the people that come.
Now, I know you also facilitate soul college. What is that exactly?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Sorry. I know you, Don, you also facilitate Soul College. What is that exactly?
It's Soul Collage. That's what I was just discussing.
Well, can you know a little bit about
I think we're having a hard time with connection here. I don't know if you got what I just said about the Soul Collage.
I did, but I was just wondering if there was anything that you would like to add about that just for our listeners so that they can understand exactly what it is and how it's a little bit different from anything, you know, most people do.
Well, it's kind of like a visual journal, like a living journal that you can keep adding on to. You know, it helps your self-acceptance. And I do introductory classes, which explain it all, and then monthly continuing classes where we concentrate on a certain aspect of ourselves. It may be about self-love or totem animals within your chakras. It may be a celebration of past loved ones. Each continuing class will concentrate on one aspect, and it will include discussion. It will include ceremony, past life, or I'm sorry, meditation, and the making of cards, which is always the fun part that people love. And I actually have a intro to Soul Collage coming up in just a couple of weeks on the 29th. And if you can find out more about Soul Collage, if you go to soulcollage.com.
Okay. Well, I think that's very, very wonderful. I'm going to turn over to Kim for a few minutes. What exactly is an access bar?
Well, it's not a candy bar. I'm just kidding. I've gotten that before. Access bars. Gary Douglas founded Access Consciousness in 1990. Well, what access bars are 32 points that hold all the electromagnetic area of your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs. And what access bars is, we actually hold. And these thoughts, these 32 points, are all located on your head. And we hold these 32 points to basically it's like clearing out a computer file, deleting files. So what we're doing is deleting these files that you no longer need, which means deleting out any of these thoughts on these 32 points of example, for money. What about when you were little and somebody was holding you and rocking you, but then a discussion happens between maybe mom and dad, and dad was across the room, and dad said, well, we don't have enough money for that. And mom says, well, yeah, money doesn't grow on trees, and you're just that little baby, and there's a thought. The thought went in. It went in. So we need to release that, and we do this every day with our own selves, what people tell us, just anything, those thoughts, those beliefs, those limitations that keep us stuck. They keep us stuck. They keep us at a certain place of where we're at. So what access is, it's the ability to receive. It's the ability to look at everything without judgment. One session in Access Bars can release anywhere from 5 to 10,000 years of thoughts, beliefs, anything that's keeping you stuck in any one of those areas. And now I did talk about those 32 points that exist, you know, on the head. And some of those points include your creativity, money. Money is a big one. Aging, how you age. There's an actual a spot for aging. And actually, if you look into Access Consciousness, and you can do that at www.accessconsciousness.com, you'll see that they actually say that people look younger when they're working with Access Bars and Access Consciousness. And so that's the aging point. We also have points for manifestation, how we manifest things, how we, our creativity, our peace, our calm, our kindness, gratitude. Again, our body, our physical body has a point. Sexuality has a point on our head. 32 different points that hold all of these, limitations. Anywhere you want to release, anywhere you want to become unstuck. And what Access Stars is also about is living in the question. We use questions. If you've heard anything about Access at all, you may have heard people say things like, how does it get any better than this? Or what else is possible? Because that takes you out of the equation. If your mind could figure it all out, it would have already. So what this does is allows it to come to you. How can it get any better than this? What a wonderful statement to be able to begin to receive what is possible and how it can get better than this. And here at A New You, we offer these sessions. They usually last about an hour for one Access session. We also offer them at our fairs. We do a monthly fair, and our next one is actually June 25th. It's our evening fair. But then the first Saturday of every month, we also have a fair. And we offer sample sessions of Access Bars and many of the other services we offer. Because even 5 minutes, well, actually, they're 20-minute sessions, but even 5 minutes of getting an Access Bars session, you'll feel different. You feel lighter. And they say, and all of my clients, I've been practicing Access Bars since 2012. I am now actually an Access Bars facilitator, which means I can certify new practitioners. But everyone says that at worst, it feels like a one-hour massage, at worst. At best, your life is changed forever. The shift happens so quickly, and you just make room. What it does is makes room. It creates choice. It creates freedom. It unlocks all of those areas that have prevented you from moving forward. And our next certification class for anyone interested in becoming an Access Bars practitioner is this Sunday, June 22nd, from 10 to 6. And we also have another class scheduled for July 13th.
Okay, now, I think that you explained that beautifully. But you might want to tell our listeners what a session consists of, because when you're talking about 32 points on the brain, I'm starting to kind of get this image of, like, the electrodes.
Right, right. Yeah, so it's nothing like that. It's wonderful. So a typical session, you would come in. We always spend a couple minutes, talking about where you are now. Again, where you are now, what's going on, what areas of your life or, what's hitting you right now. And then an SFR session, you're only required to lay down. You are fully clothed and your shoes are off. And we do energy pulls. We get your energy moving, and the client may experience some beautiful sensations and feel your energy, may have tingling, a warming, or even a cooling sensation. And the practitioner sits behind your head, and that's it. Now, your hair may look a little crazy when you sit back up, but for the hour session, we are working on those points. So we're just holding the energy in those points. It actually feels good. A lot of the clients say that when the practitioner's hands come off of the point, they're like, no, go back. It feels wonderful. So we just touch these 32 points on the head with our hands, and you are completely relaxed, just surrendering in and enjoying the session. And then when we are finished with the session after an hour, then we'll talk again. Obviously, it's different. It's not where we will, of course, we never diagnose, as we are not medical professionals. But we'll talk about the session. We have a review. Where were you? What happened? Sensations you feel? And then we also move back into those questions. We want to make sure that the client uses these questions after the session to help fully release any of these issues that they are letting go. We want them to be, gone.
Now, do you find that this helps with physical healing as well, or is this just
absolutely?
Okay.
Absolutely. It helps with, did you have access bars?
I've had access bars done before, Courtney. And what it did for me, I was a person that suffered from a lot of migraines and things like that. And I have a lot of stress that goes on in my life. And when I went through my access bar session, I was able to cope with that a little easier and deal with those situations that I kept, you know, repressing in my system and all that. And going through the access bars allowed me to feel and see what I could do to change in my life to help myself out with it. It just relieved me 100% with it. It's more liberating to go through this than to deal with the mundane of everyday life. It allows new possibilities for you to express yourself and, you know, see what can be instead of, you know, thinking that you can't move on through something or get through a certain thing in your life, and just it relieves that stress off of you.
Well, I could ask you 100 more questions about this, Kim, because now I'm very curious.
And very, very, very passionate. I am so passionate about access bars. And I actually experienced a session in 2000 and didn't come back to see it again because there weren't a lot of practitioners until 2012. And I see the changes, not only in myself, with access bars, but also my clients, and just the lightness, and that they unlock all this potential. They, you know, it's absolutely amazing how much lighter they feel, and it's right away. It's right away. The shifts and changes are amazing. So yeah, but I want to keep the whole hour on access bars, even though I could, because I love it so much. But probably more time.
Well, that's something that you know. Because it's such an interesting modality, that might be something that we can
absolutely
do in the future.
Well, you know, if there's anybody out there interested in experience it, on June 24th from 6:30 to 8:30, we're having an access bar of gifting and receiving where those who have experienced it can come in for $10 and experience and a session, a sample session of access bars. It's amazing.
And I just want to ask you one more quick question about it for our listeners. What would be the difference between access bars and maybe, say, Reiki?
The difference, well, it's what Reiki is, you know, the life force energy, the universal life force energy coming through, acting as a conduit. Well, with access bars, we are only holding energy. That is the only thing we're doing. We are pulling energy, holding energy. So we aren't, we're not being guided to move to different areas. We are sitting and holding that energy until the energy clears, just like a pathway. I'd like to, I look at these bars like pathways, and you will, hands-on, you'll be able to feel the energy. The clients report pulsating, we can feel that as well, or, shifting, or different elements. But when we're holding the energy. But that's the difference. And we're just simply holding the energy until it clears. So that's the difference.
Okay. And I know you're there, Don, but what can you tell us about aura and chakra imaging?
Okay. Aura and chakra imaging, it's been around for quite a long time. It was actually came across with Carillion Photography. Every organism that's alive out there has an aura, and we project off energy off of ourselves that can either be, I can explain it the very easy way. You ever walked into been sitting in a room and someone's walked in but they hadn't said anything to you, and you can tell what type of mood that they're in? That's their energy coming off of their body. We can interpret energy off of each other without even having to speak to each other. This energy is what I pick up on the aura photography machine, and then I can interpret it into colors that relate to color therapy, to where you use the psychological part of this color therapy to help a person understand what is going on with their energy. Why are they experiencing certain things in their life? What is it that they are giving off that is making things repel from them or attracting to them, because certain colors attract and certain colors repel. An absence of a color or absence of something that people say to me all the time, oh, I'm going to have a black aura. There is no such thing as a black aura. There is dark spots in our aura, which that could be related to stresses or things going on in our life, that when I see it, I can tell a person if it's in the mental area of their aura, or if it's in a physical aspect, are they experiencing pain, and where that pain is at on the body, to where they could actually go to their doctor and actually tell their doctor, there is something going on in this area. I don't diagnose anything, but I can actually see physical attributes of things that are happening in people from their body energy. Your body's all about frequency. Every chakra point, 7 chakra points that I deals with a certain vibrational standpoint. And when that vibrational standpoint is not in a nominal level, it is either, you know, something is either blocking your energy flow or making it flow too much to where it's out of balance. It can create so many different things in your body, like headaches and stress and anxiety. You can pick up blood pressure problems. You can pick up, you know, different immune problems with it. You can pick up sleeping disorders and just a lot of different things with when you have an aura chakra imaging, because it looks at the person as a whole, what their body is exactly saying. Their body tells you what they're saying through its energy. You know, some people say, oh, I don't feel good today. Well, that is because their energy level could be a little off that day. It's just like how your body temperature, when it's too hot, you have a fever. There's something wrong with you. If your body's too cold, you're shivering. It's the same thing that I do, except for I get a little more detailed in it with being able to tell you a little bit more about what your body is saying for the things that are not seen.
And it's also so much fun for pets. We encourage people to not only experience aura and chakra imaging for themselves, but their pets as well. We absolutely love it. We love when the animals come in to a new you to get their aura and chakra imaging done, because just like Don said, with everything it offers to the human, same thing goes for our little loved ones, our pets, which I know for myself and Don, we are our animals, are our babies too.
Well, I think that's definitely different because, I mean, I've had my aura picture taken before, and I barely have met anybody who does it for animals. I think that's wonderful that you guys offer that kind of service.
Yes, absolutely,
Don,
amazing. I was just going to say we also have Krista. She is one of our practitioners, and Krista also offers intuitive and healing services for the pet as well. So if they're experiencing just, you know, the same things that we experience or things that our children experience, this is just a wonderful way, again, with holistic healing for our pets. We also have Lynette Coggins, who is one of our essential oil therapists. And Lynette actually can work with the animals with essential oils. Mm-hmm. So, again, you know, they are our babies, and we encourage and love to experience animals and pets coming into a new you as well.
Now, I have a couple of questions for you, Don. First of all, do you see auras? Is that one of your gifts? I guess that's the word I would use.
Well, the only way that I personally see them is if I'm like in an auditorium and you have a white wall behind you. I can see an energy field around you, but I can't see a color. However, I am very sensitive enough to where you are in the room that I can definitely usually pick up on something from you just because of how sensitive I am with people. I've had that, little ability, I guess you can say, since I've been younger, and it enables me to be able to actually talk to people because I can usually tell if something's up, but they're not saying anything. Most of the time, no, I don't really need my machine, but I can. My machine gives me a little bit more in-depth insight into it.
I was just curious because you talk about it so passionately.
that's why we call him the chakra doc.
My personal experience because of aura chakra photography, one thing about me, I am a cancer survivor. And when I was diagnosed with cancer and all that, this is when I just purchased my aura machine. And between going through my chemotherapy sessions and things like that and working with my cancer doctors and that, I also monitored my own energy on my own machine, and it has brought me to a state to where I'm cancer-free today. I'm able to monitor what's going on with my body and see things before my actual doctor does. And it surprised them for them to find out that I was doing holistic health along with what they were giving me, which they were only giving me just chemo and going in for radiation and things like that. They weren't taking care of the other side of me, my spiritual side, my emotional side of it, where I could come to centers like this and have that side of me also taken a part of. And it helped with knowing my energy and also working with other modalities to bring me to where I am at today. Because if I wouldn't have gone with the combined thing between conventional medicine and holistic health, I probably wouldn't be here today because of that.
Glad that you are here today and that you are offering this service, because I'm sure a lot of people are inspired by it and a lot of people are receiving a great deal of help from you because of it. So I think you have to stick around a little longer.
Yeah,
absolutely. I plan on it.
can you tell us the difference between what an aura is and a chakra is? Because I can tell you from personal experience, a lot of people get confused about the two.
Well, chakras are your seven energy points of your body. They're the conduits in which energy comes into your body and out of your body. It's a flow of energy. They spin at varying rates. But those conduits are what produce the energy out into the energy field that is around your body. So if you have a certain chakra blocked or a certain thing going on in your system, it's going to show up in your aura as a dark area or a gap. Picture the aura around you being like a cloud. It can move around, like water vapor and everything. Well, if there's a gap in that area of that vapor, there's usually a problem that's being blocked by a chakra, and that means that the energy flow that is going out into your aura, to that outer energy of your body, there is an issue there. So you want to make sure that, your aura and your chakras, keep them together in everything, because the aura is just as important as your chakras, because they're intertwined. Those energy levels are intertwined. The energy that you give off is usually more likely related to a blocked chakra or an overactive chakra. So that's where they're actually together. We refer to them as differently, is that the aura is the energy coming off of the body, and your chakras is usually your inner energy.
I think that's a perfect answer to the question. Moving on, I know this is an interesting question. Does your center offer virtual gastric band hypnosis? And if so, what is that?
Absolutely, we do. Of our practitioner, Georgianne Boylan Irwin,
is our certified by Sheila Granger, and she performs the virtual gastric bypass. So it's done through hypnosis. And the amazing attributes of this is obviously it's natural. There's no surgery. There's no scalpel. So she works with her clients and does the performs the hypnosis. But she also offers a month worth of aftercare as well. She does continuing. She uses different hypnosis sessions to actually tighten the band if she needs to. And, you know, the gastric band hypnosis was, it was actually started by Sheila Granger in the UK. And it has actually been proven to be 95% successful. So it's absolutely amazing. It's also been seen on the Dr. Oz show as well. But using hypnosis, Georgianne shrinks your stomach to the size of a golf ball. So she not only does she use that initial hypnosis session to do a virtual surgery, she provides additional guidance that aids your weight control through the remaining sessions. That way, like I said, she can tighten the band if needed be, or where are any issues coming through, she'll use hypnosis again to keep you there. And, you know, she also helps with the emotional impact of having the gastric band, just as if you were having the actual surgery. And she helps with looking into your past relationships with food, which aids your weight loss even more. But having a session with Georgianne, it's a very individualized. It's a very individualized program. It consists of a four-week series of sessions. And she, with having that stomach shrunk to the size of a golf ball, again, all safe, all natural, no scalpel, done through hypnosis, she can actually help you become satisfied on small amounts of food. And, you know, some people think, you know, well, can I be hypnotized? But everybody can actually go into hypnosis. And the state of hypnosis is a totally natural phenomenon that's very safe, it's pleasant, it's relaxing, and it has predictable results because we've seen hypnosis, we've seen the studies on hypnosis. And, you know, there's no harm that comes to them. So absolutely wonderful, this session. We do have a lot of clients that take advantage of the virtual gastric band. Again, its success rate being at 95%, and it's very cost-effective. There aren't any complications and no invasive surgeries and no fears about having surgery. So, yes, that's one of the wonderful services that we offer here at ANU.
Do you get any clients that come in and I just want to know, do they, like, stay the whole day?
All the time, yes. That's quite common. We do. They do come in because, you know, even if it's they may be doing some shopping, get some sessions, they're staying for the evening classes or events. So, yes, that is quite common for people to come in and stay all day long. We love it. We love it. We also have,
go
ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, with all the services you guys offer and everything you do, I could just see, you know, clients or, you know, people walking in going, okay, I want to get an intuitive session, and then I want my aura picture taken, and I want to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's quite common. We also, you know, Georgianne, we were just talking about that, does the virtual bypass, but she also does iridology, and iridology is also an amazing session. It's, you know, they always say the eyes are the window to the soul, but Georgianne says, it's trained in iridology, that the eyes are not only the windows to the soul, but they're also a map to your body. In your eyes, she can see your level of health, the level of health you are at now and what is coming in the future if you're not, you know, making those changes that you need to change. The colors, the markings, the shapes, textures, all in your eyes are like a blueprint. Just like, they're almost like fingerprints. And so using this iridology, she actually takes a picture of your eyes, and she can see so many things. She can see strengths or weaknesses of any of your organs or your glands or tissues. She can see any toxic settlements that have happened. She can see what organ maybe that need repair or rebuilding. She can also see the location of any inflammation that exists in the body. Lymphatic congestion, poor nutrient absorption, high-risk tissues. She can look at the condition of your small and large intestine. Excuse me. She can also see mental in emotional aspects and personality traits and your subconscious and conscious pattern in your eyes. So that's absolutely another wonderful service that I think that is unique, having the iridology here at InuYu. Again, non-invasive, safe, and painless, a very reliable method of getting and obtaining any information about your body. And, you know, because the eyes, again, the window to the soul, they're almost like a remote monitor screen that, you know, allows you an interior view of the body. So absolutely amazing. So you also, she has a report that gets generated so you can see how everything is working as a whole again, you know, that mental, spiritual, and physical aspect.
Well, I see that we're starting to get a little low on time. So I just have a couple more questions for you guys. First of all, how do you guys see holistic medicine progressing in the future? Where do you think it's going to take us? And then I would like to go into the upcoming classes, workshops, and events that are going on at your guys' location.
Right.
Well, I see that holistic medicine is going to become a greater part of everybody's life. With the new changes in healthcare and everything and certain people not being able to have, you know, insurances and things like that. Holistic does not replace, you know, conventional medicine totally, but it gives people an avenue to where they can find out about how they can deal with things a different way, a better way of life, a better way of eating, a better way of, you know, thinking, you know, coming to this point to where they become more responsible about their own health care compared to just brushing it off to a doctor or something. They become more knowledgeable about their bodies. They become more knowledgeable about what the issue is of their body and how to deal with it themselves. They can research it. They can find the proper things out there that they need to deal with their own health, because, you know, we are, you know, responsible for our own bodies. No one else is. And holistic health gives you that. What we are doing is that we are also a part of Integrity, and they are a holistic community health plan. What they do is that they are educating the community on different holistic health, about different health, different things that they can do. They're promoting different practitioners and professionals. They're integrating, for us to have a new, you know, type of, you know, way of being paid for everything. They're working on holistic insurance so that way the insurance now will cover these modalities that we offer here for people, you know, so that way they can get to the proper health that they need. That way this is, you know, bringing everything to us, you know, that brings it all around for us all to be healthy.
Do you guys,
and if you want to know, if you want to know anything more about Integrity, you can visit them at www.myholisticapproach.com. It's an amazing, amazing company.
We've actually had the opportunity to interview Integrity before, and they've been on the radio. So if anybody is interested in learning more about it, you can actually go back into archive on bodymindspiritradio.com. And look at In Touch interviews with Integrity, and you can find out more about that as well. So, but nice bringing that up, guys. I'm glad that you did, because that's also a new wave for the holistic future, especially when it comes to holistic health. We are getting down to like the last few minutes of the show, but I would like you guys to, you know, talk a little bit about some upcoming events or classes you have, and how can people contact you and find you. I know you guys are located in Flint, Michigan. Maybe the store phone number, the hours, things like that.
Absolutely. We are located at 1346 West Bristol Road in Flint, Michigan. And you can learn more about us on our website at www.anuyuholisticwellnesscenter.com.
Of course, we are on Facebook, so you can like our page there. And some of the wonderful things that we have coming up, we have Wednesday, June 25th from 5 to 8, is our Psychic Holistic Fun Fair. Just some of those things that we were talking about today. You can have, do some sample sessions. All of our wellness services at our fair are just $20. And you can experience those things we talked about, Reiki, essential oil therapy, sound healing, starseed healing. And we also have readers. We have some amazing readers that come here. We have Raven Steele. We have Michelle Moore. We also have Katarina. I myself, Kim Dotson, I do readings as well. So we'd love to have you step out here. And we also have a fair the first Saturday of the month. But in July, we've decided we are going to have Christmas in July. So every Saturday in July from 11 to 4, except for July 5th, which is the holiday weekend, you can come into a new you and experience Christmas in July, where we'll have a fair every Saturday with $20 wellness services and reading starting at just $10 for 10 minutes. We'd love to have you out. And I did think that takes the time, or we also, we have to eat every night. We have different types of classes. If you're looking for something this week, we have life boarding, which is like vision boarding, but you're using game boards to create your future and follow your bliss. And June 19th, we have creating your sacred space to be able to improve your connection. You'll be able to create your own portable sacred space that you can take, use at home or away. And, of course, on the 22nd, which is a Sunday, we do have that Access Bars Practitioner Certification from 10 to 6. Go ahead and give us a call if you'd like at 810-768-3267, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Well, I want to thank you guys for being here today and for allowing me to interview you. I think what you guys are doing is utterly amazing. You guys offer unique services. You guys are offering a unique opportunity for people to get involved with these services and feel good, feel happy. So kudos to you. Thank you for being here, and I wish you guys the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Courtney. We appreciate it.
Well, I just want to say thank you for being here. And in close, you've been listening to In Touch Interviews with a new holistic wellness center. Boy, my speech is doing good today. if you're ever interested in being interviewed on Body Mind Spirit Radio, please contact me at radio@bodymindspirit.com. You can also go on to bodymindspiritradio.com, and there's a contact page on there. You can also listen to any of our shows and archives, including all of our in-touch interviews. And if you ever want to host your own show or be interviewed on the radio, please call me at 734-513-6137. I want to thank everybody for listening live with us today, and enjoy your Monday. Bye-bye.